Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
God has called us to walk by faith and not by sight. As the scripture says in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 7, have you ever found yourself in a situation where your emotions seem to be pulling you in one direction while your faith is urging you to go in another? It's a battle that we all face at some point in our lives, isn't it? But I want to assure you that you don't have to be a slave to your emotions. God has called us to live by faith, not by what we see or feel. Today, I want to explore with you what it truly means to walk by faith and not be ruled by our emotions. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, imagine with me for a moment, a pilot flying a plane. The pilot has all sorts of instruments and gauges in front of them, giving them information about their altitude, speed, and direction. But what if, instead of trusting those instruments, the pilot decided to fly based on how they felt? So if they felt like the plane was too high, they might descend, even if the instruments clearly showed they were at the correct altitude. And if they felt like they weren't moving fast enough, they might speed up, even if the instruments indicated they were at the optimal speed. It sounds absurd, doesn't it? But how often do we do the same thing in our own lives? We have the Word of God, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and the counsel of wise believers around us. Yet, we often make decisions based on our emotions rather than the truth of God's Word. As the Bible says in Jeremiah 17 verses 9 to 10, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Therefore, it is crucial that we rely on God's Word as our guide, allowing His truth to direct our steps and decisions, and not be led astray by our feelings. Now, let us explore the deception of emotions. Our emotions can be so fickle, can't they? One moment we're on top of the world, and the next we're in the depths of despair. But here's the thing. Our emotions are not always reliable indicators of truth. And just because we feel something strongly doesn't mean it aligns with God's Word or His will for our lives. In fact, our emotions can often lead us astray if we're not careful. Think about the story of Samson in the book of Judges. Samson was a man of great strength, but he allowed his emotions, particularly his desire for women, to lead him into compromising situations. He revealed the secret of his strength to Delilah, and as a result, he was captured by the Philistines and ultimately died a tragic death. But Samson's story doesn't end there. In his final moments, he called out to God, and God gave him the strength to defeat the Philistines one last time. So even in his weakened state, Samson chose to put his faith in God above his emotions. And that's the key, my friends. We must learn to put our faith in God above our emotions. As it says in Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." When we trust in the Lord with all our heart, we're choosing to rely on his wisdom and guidance, even when our emotions are telling us something different. We're choosing to acknowledge him in all our ways, knowing that he will direct our paths. But it's not always easy, is it? Our emotions can be so strong, so convincing. How do we learn to walk by faith and not by emotions? Firstly, we must stay rooted in God's word. As it says in Psalm 119, verse 105, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." When we make God's word the foundation of our lives, we have a solid anchor to hold on to when our emotions are swirling around us. We can compare our feelings to the truth of Scripture and make decisions based on that truth, rather than making decisions based on our ever-changing emotions. Secondly, we must learn to tune into the voice of the Holy Spirit. Jesus promised us in John 14, verse 26, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you."
The best piece of financial advice I've ever received is to pay yourself first. That's why now with every paycheck I receive, I start by putting a little bit away for those rainy days. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. Using Acorns, before I knew it, I had a couple thousand dollars in a little nest egg account. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/EYL or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/EYL.
Spring into big savings on all Larson storm doors now at Menards. Larson doors are perfect to enjoy the fresh spring air. Whether you're looking for additional security or a screen door, we have what you need. They come in over 40 styles and 9 colors to choose from. Check out all Larson storm door options in-store and find more great deals in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You. The Holy Spirit is our guide, our comforter, and our teacher. He will lead us into all truth and help us discern what is from God and what is not. When we learn to listen to his still, small voice, we can master the highs and lows of our emotions with greater clarity and confidence. And thirdly, we must surround ourselves with godly communities, such as your church family and our channel Daily Jesus Devotional. We were never meant to walk this journey of faith alone. We need the encouragement, the accountability, and the wisdom of fellow believers. When we have trusted friends and mentors who can speak truth into our lives, we're less likely to be led astray by our emotions. We can share our struggles, our doubts, and our fears, and receive godly counsel and prayer in return. So, my dear friends, I encourage you today to choose to walk by faith and not by emotions. It's a daily choice, a moment-by-moment decision to trust in God's Word. Listen to the Holy Spirit and lean on the support of godly community. It won't always be easy, but it will always be worth it. As you make this choice, I believe you will find greater peace, joy, and stability in your life, no matter what circumstances you face. Remember, you are not alone in this journey. You have a loving Heavenly Father who is always with you and always ready to guide you with His perfect wisdom and love. My friends, let's now explore the power of faith and how it can transform our lives. Faith is not just a feeling or a vague belief. It is a confident assurance in the promises of God. As it says in Hebrews 11, verse 1, "Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." When we choose to walk by faith, we are choosing to trust in the unseen realities of God's kingdom, even when our circumstances seem to contradict them. Think about the story of Peter walking on water in Matthew 14. Peter was bold enough to step out of the boat and walk towards Jesus on the stormy sea. As long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, he was able to do the impossible. But the moment he focused on the wind and the waves, he began to sink. Isn't that so often true in our own lives? When we keep our eyes on Jesus and his promises, we can walk in victory and purpose. But when we allow our circumstances or emotions to dictate our faith, we begin to sink. The great news is that faith is not something we have to muster up on our own. As the Bible says in Romans 12, verse 3, God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. So faith is a gift from God, and it grows as we nurture it through prayer, the Word, and obedience. Think about the woman with the issue of blood in Mark 5. She had suffered for 12 long years, but she had heard about Jesus and believed that he could heal her. Despite her weakened condition, she pressed through the crowd, believing that if she could just touch the hem of Jesus' garment, she would be made whole. And you know what? She was right. As soon as she touched Jesus, she was instantly healed. Her faith, even in the face of overwhelming odds, had made her whole. My dear friends, what are you believing God for today? What impossible situations are you facing that require the power of faith to overcome? I encourage you to take a lesson from the woman with the issue of blood and reach out to touch Jesus. This reminds me of one of my favorite prayer choruses. Reach out and touch the Lord. This song beautifully captures the essence of seeking Jesus with all your heart. Just as the woman was healed through her faith and determination, we too can experience His miraculous power in our lives. When we reach out to Him in faith, He meets us at our point of need, ready to provide healing, guidance, and comfort. Don't let your emotions or your circumstances dictate your faith. Choose to believe in the promises of God, no matter how impossible they may seem. As Jesus said in Mark 9, verse 23, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. But how do we grow in faith, especially when we're facing difficult challenges? One key is to fill our minds and hearts with the Word of God. As Romans 10, verse 17 says, so then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The more we immerse ourselves in the truth of Scripture, the more our faith will grow. We will begin to see our situations through the lens of God's promises, rather than our own limited perspective. Another key is to step out in obedience, even when it feels risky or uncomfortable. Faith is not passive. It requires action. As James 2, verses 17 to 18 tells us, thus also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. When we take steps of faith, even small ones, we demonstrate our trust in God and open the door for him to move in powerful ways. Think about the story of Naaman in 2 Kings 5. Naaman was a powerful Syrian general who had leprosy. When the prophet Elisha told him to wash 7 times in the Jordan River to be healed, Naaman initially refused, thinking that it was too simple a task. But when he humbled himself and obeyed, he was miraculously healed. Sometimes the greatest acts of faith are the simplest acts of obedience. So, my friends, let's choose to walk in the power of faith today. Let's fill our hearts and minds with the promises of God, and let's step out in obedience to his leading. As we do, I believe we will see him move in miraculous ways, both in our own lives and in the lives of those around us. Remember, faith is not just a feeling. It is a confident assurance in the character and faithfulness of God. And with that kind of faith, nothing is impossible. And now, let us turn our attention to walking in victory. How do we actually live this out on a daily basis? First and foremost, we must make the daily choice to surrender our lives to God. As Romans 12, verse 1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. When we surrender our lives to God, we are giving him permission to lead us, guide us, and transform us from the inside out. We are saying, God, I trust you more than I trust myself. I want your will more than I want my own way. It's a daily choice, my friends, and it's not always an easy one. Our flesh will always want to resist surrender, but when we yield to God, we open the door for his power to work in and through us. Another key to walking in victory is to cultivate a life of worship and gratitude. When we focus on praising God and giving him thanks, it shifts our perspective from our problems to his goodness. As Psalm 34, verse 1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Worship is a powerful weapon against the enemy's attacks. When we lift up the name of Jesus, darkness has to flee. When we recount God's faithfulness in our lives, our faith is strengthened for the battles ahead. And when we choose to give thanks in all circumstances, we are declaring that God is still good, even when life is hard. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18 says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you, my friends. To walk in victory, we must learn to rest in God's love and grace. So often, we try to earn God's love through our own efforts or performance. But the truth is, we could never earn His love, because it's already been freely given to us through Christ. As Ephesians 2, verses 8 to 9 reminds us, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." When we truly grasp the depth of God's love for us, it transforms the way we live. We no longer have to strive for acceptance or validation, because we know we are already fully accepted and loved by our Heavenly Father. We can rest in His grace, knowing that His strength is made perfect in our weakness. We can trust that He is working all things together for our good and His glory, even when we can't see it. My dear friends, walking in victory is not about having a perfect life or never facing challenges. It's about choosing to trust God in the midst of the imperfections and challenges. It's about surrendering our lives to Him daily, cultivating a heart of worship and gratitude, and resting in His love and grace. As we do these things, I believe we will find the strength and courage to walk by faith and not by emotions. We will be able to stand firm on the promises of God, no matter what storms may come our way. And we will experience the abundant life that Jesus promised us in John 10, verse 10. "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly." So, my friends, let's make the choice today to walk in victory. Let's surrender our lives to God, worship Him with all our hearts, and rest in His amazing love and grace. As we do, I believe we will see His power at work in our lives in ways we never thought possible. Remember, you are not alone in this journey. You have a loving Heavenly Father who is always with you, always cheering you on, and always ready to lead you into victory. May you walk by faith and not by emotions, and may you experience the fullness of God's blessing and favor in every area of your life. Remember that our feelings can deceive us, leading us away from God's perfect will. The amazing power of faith enables us to trust in God's promises and experience victory in every circumstance. Therefore, I encourage you to hold fast to the truths of God's Word. Remember that you are not a slave to your emotions, but a child of the living God. You have been given the gift of faith, and as you nurture it through prayer, the Word, and obedience, you will see it grow in remarkable ways. Choose daily to surrender your life to God, knowing that He has a beautiful plan and purpose for you. Cultivate a heart of worship and gratitude, fixing your eyes on Jesus and His unfailing love, and rest in the assurance that you are fully accepted and loved by your Heavenly Father. Not because of what you do, but because of who you are in Christ. As you walk in faith, you will find the courage to face any challenge, the strength to overcome any obstacle, and the joy that comes from living in the center of God's will. You will become a living testament to the goodness and faithfulness of our God, shining His light in a world that so desperately needs it. So go forth, my friends, with confidence and purpose. Trust in the promises of God and watch as he does exceedingly, abundantly above all you could ask or imagine. May his blessings overtake you, his favor surround you, and his love transform you from the inside out. You are loved, you are chosen, and you are destined for greatness in him. Never forget that, and never settle for less than God's best for your life. Walk by faith and not by your emotions, and watch God work wonders in your life. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Sovereign Lord, I come before you today with a heart full of thanksgiving and praise. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Your love endures forever, and your faithfulness reaches to all generations. You are my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, and I bless your holy name. Lord, I thank you for the gift of life and for the abundance of blessings you have poured out upon me and my loved ones. I thank you for your grace and mercy, which are new every morning. Merciful Father, I confess my sins before you, and I ask for your forgiveness. I forgive those who have wronged me, just as you have forgiven me. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness, and renew a right spirit within me. Father, I pray that you would help me to walk by faith and not by sight or by my emotions. Lead me away from temptation and misplaced emotions. Help me to stand firm on the truth of your word. Give me the strength and wisdom to trust in you, even when my circumstances seem impossible. I rebuke every lie of the enemy that try to deceive me, and I bind them in the name of Jesus. Lord, I declare that I am more than a conqueror through Christ, who loves me. I claim victory over every challenge and obstacle I face, knowing that you are fighting for me. Almighty God, I pray for healing in every area of my life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. I declare that by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed and made whole. I rebuke every attack of the enemy, whether they come through sickness, fear, doubt, or discouragement. In the name of Jesus, I declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment shall be condemned. Lord, I ask for your protection over my life and the lives of my loved ones. Surround us with your angels and shield us from all harm. Bless us, indeed, and enlarge our territories. May we all experience the fullness of your love and grace. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come into agreement as we lift up our prayers to you. Help us to walk in faith and victory, trusting in your goodness and love. Lord, give us the courage to step out in obedience, even when it feels uncomfortable. Fill us with your Holy Spirit and empower us to live lives that bring glory to your name. We declare healing, wholeness, and restoration over every broken place in our lives. We claim the promises of your word, knowing that you are faithful to fulfill them. Mighty God, protect us from the snares of the enemy and lead us in the paths of righteousness. We bless your holy name, Lord, and we trust in your unfailing love. Let your will be done on earth and in our lives as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint or stain project, saving is at the top of your to-do list. Save now with buy one, get one half off select paints, stains, and primers from top brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot via Visa gift card rebate. Find more Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 515 through 528.